to their understanding of this fact. The man who was to enter the store and check it out is sitting at the other table. His name is Stephen Harmon. Cut to Steve Harmon. Then close up of the pad in front of him. He is writing the word monster over and over again. A white hand, O'Brien's, takes the pencil from his hand and crosses out all the monsters. O'Brien, whispering, "You have to believe in yourself if we're going to convince a jury that you're innocent." Cut to medium shot of Petrocelli. Petrocelli, "A medical examiner will testify to the cause of death, showing that the gunshot wound was fatal. Even though it was Mr. Nesbitt's gun, it was not Mr. Nesbitt who caused his own death. This was no suicide. This death was a direct result of the robbery. Very simply put, this is a case of murder. It is moreover a murder committed during a felonious act. The two defendants you see before you will be shown to be participants in that act and are being charged with felony murder. Later, the judge will give you instructions on how to consider the evidence presented. But there is no doubt in my mind, and I believe by the end of the trial, there will be little doubt in yours, that these two men, James King and Stephen Harmon, were all part of the robbery that caused the death of Alginaldo Nesbitt. Thank you."
Sandra Petrocelli is the assistant district attorney. She works for the state of New York. Her job is to prosecute Steve as well as James King. That means she'll try to prove them guilty of the crime. Steve and James are the defendants. That means that they're trying to defend themselves from being convicted. Ms. Petrocelli just described how she wants the jury to view the crime. She says that on December 22nd, Steve went to a drugstore to make sure the coast was clear. Then Bob Evans and James King went into the store to rob the owner, Alginaldo Nesbitt. During the robbery, Mr. Nesbitt was shot and killed. Now, do we know that all this is true? No. This is what Ms. Petrocelli will try to prove during the trial. Now we're going to hear from Kathy O'Brien. She's the defense attorney working for Steve. She'll be trying to prove that he's not guilty. Let's pick up on page 25 where it starts, "Cut to, long shot of courtroom."
Cut to, long shot of courtroom. O'Brien is at attorney's podium. Cut to, Steve's mother on wooden bench in the gallery area, listening intently. Her face looks worried. O'Brien. "The state correctly says that the laws of a society provide protection for its citizens. When a crime is committed,